Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this brief podcast on budget 2021 and 22. Let us see if it delivered what it was expected to do. Post-COVID, economy and every common person needed a morale booster and a little push from the government. We all had expectations. We all had expectations of some incentives, some good popular people-friendly schemes, some expected additional cess, and some expected changes in the tax slabs, and some expected most coveted 1,50,000 ATC deduction to get a promotion. Even though this budget is not very people-pleasing and people-friendly, and is cryptic in so many ways, focus was on healthcare and post-COVID, which was very necessary, and people will appreciate this move. And the markets might appreciate the decisions taken by the government. The focus was on divestment and disinvestment. You have to keep certain things in mind. This budget promises hope. This budget promises growth. This budget has a lot of allocation in infrastructure, public sector capital infusion, and healthcare infrastructure development and divestment in certain public sector undertakings. If you're a salaried person, I'm afraid to say there is not much for you in this budget. If you're over and above 75 years, you need not file income tax returns. If you contribute more than 2,50,000 to your PF account, there's something to worry about. You have to pay tax on your interest as per your slab rates. If you're a vehicle freak, automobile freak, you have a good news to cheer upon, or rather bad news, because you have to scrap your vehicle after 20 years. There is some relief through customs reduction, but there is also cess levied on gold. So if you're gold enthusiast, there is some sweet and sour news for you.